and challenges my nature. I'm the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. Okay, I can afford to be humble. I'm not afraid. I'm adequate. The doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I'm the enemy of all dogmas. I reject all dogmas. It creates disorder in my personality. I'm the enemy of all dogmas. For dogma is a prison of the mind. And that's what I remember. It's kind of choppy from here.
Very good. Very good. I hear it rolling. Got that flow. Got that little Aquila swagger up in there. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the line you missed? And then who wants to take it from there?
It was, okay, I'll just do the whole thing. I am alive, I am conscious and aware. I was frozen, but the line of humans was the, can you hear me? That was that one? Okay, the line of humans was, I walk in humility in the face of the person. She stopped at the second paragraph.
Okay, Baba, because you want me to say it from the top? Okay, I am alive, I am conscious and aware, I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value of God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogmas, for dogma is the prison of the mind. I am of value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human, being a self-defining value. My name is man. My name is woman. I fought myself for my mandate. My mandate is the law. I entered Earth as an act of will. Came to realize the promise of being of value. To realize the glory of being a human. To discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone, and I shall never be alone. For I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am a cluster phenomenon which constitutes me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father, mother merged to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person. I am.
Now, did y'all catch that? I am who I say I am. I am unique. Now, can you get any better than that? Unique, it was written for you. That's right. She is unique. She said she is who she says she is, right? Did you get it? All right. Now, when we first did this, Azachar said, and so I want to return to this. Azachar said, now, I don't know about this being eternal stuff. I don't believe in being eternal. So let's just talk about it, Azachar, and let's talk about it. I'm trying to convince you of anything. I just want to look at what our ancestors meant, and let's just explore that. Azachar, you will learn, Azachar, that I listen very well. You never said that? Oh, you never said that? I thought I heard you say that was something. Oh, I got it right. So, of course, what they're talking about, and that's my point, very good, is physically. I mean, it's spiritually, you know. So great, we're on the same page. I just wanted to, you know, help make that point that so much of what our ancestors talked about was about our being spiritual. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, there was a transition. A brother made his transition. His name is Patahotep. He's a great brother in our community here who's been working in the African Center community for a long time in the Atlanta metro area. He's from Macon, which is about an hour and a half from Atlanta, but has lived in Atlanta for a long time. And Mama Marimba Ani, how many of you know her? Have you ever heard of or know of Marimba Ani? Marimba Ani. Okay, the book is Yorugu. Okay, get used to it. She is a great woman, a treasure, an international presence. You see, this book has some heft to it, okay? And it is not a novel, okay? It is, if you can read that there, what does that say? An African-centered critique of what? European cultural thought and behavior, okay? An African-centered critique, okay? And it is expected that you know her work before you graduate from our education institute. Well, she gave a presentation as a part of the homegoing ceremony, which some people call funerals. And she, Mama Ifitayo, so glad you signed in. Welcome. You just going to be with us for a minute, or is there a particular message you want to give us? Welcome. All right, I assume that you're typing. As a part of the presentation, Mama Marimba, as we affectionately call her, talked about the stages of development in African society and African community. And we go through successive stages. Yes, you are. She really embodies the word mama in the African tradition. Mother in the community is called mama and is a mother to all the children in the community. A baba in the community is called baba and is a baba or father to everybody in the community, and everybody in the community is their children, all their children. So she was explaining these stages and how African community and African education and socialization is about development. And you go through these various stages and various age groups. And each stage, the community helps you be successful in that development. So there are rituals, there's educational programs and other things that are geared toward you going to that next level. And you go through successive levels, and it doesn't just stop at puberty and a typical rite of passage. Okay, Sessa, take care. Glad you've been with us, brother. And get prepared to do that I Am piece next time you're here. Every level. And so at the level as you move through adulthood, you continue to go through levels. Okay. Hold on then. Let me take care of that. Just a second, Mama. I need to take care of something for Mama Ifitayo. But hold on to that successive levels. As a matter of fact, if you know anything about that, why don't you talk about it, and I'll be right back.
Papa Kessa, you froze for me for a second. Can you repeat what you were saying? I think you said it's over.
Test it, see if you're not repeating.
Hello, can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? Papa Kessa wants us to talk about what we know about age levels and dealing with rites of passage and what your responsibilities are and how you grow through those processes. And I was going to talk about my process when I went through rites. I was 12, and it's usually supposed to be starting at 13, but they saw me as a mature 12-year-old, so I went through. And, it was a lot of time for me to build myself as a person and to work with girls who were a lot older than me, but I still kind of was able to build myself and become more mature with them And I still to this day have really good close relationships with those girls. And this year we're actually doing another rite of passage, and our responsibility is not to go through what they went through, but to be the example for them and to teach them some of the things that we know and to be big assistance to them. So and that rite of passage, it stops at like 17. So, you know, you have that time from 13 while you're going through high school to go through that. And I thought it was a really good experience because, you know, I actually got to build relationships, and those relationships are still strong today. And now we can be the example for the girls who are going through, for them to build strong relationships and to have a relationship with us, so that we, you know, all build a bigger sister circle. And when the next line goes through, it still continues the cycle. So I see it as important because, you know, even though you went through rites of passage on your own time, you're still going through a process, and it doesn't stop. You know, even when you get to the spiritual realm, it still keeps going. It's not something that just ends. You keep doing it even when you come back. So I really see that as a real responsibility.
That sounds really cool, Conker. Just the way that is, where you go from 13 to 17 and everything like that. We went through one of, I was like 7 or something, and it was crazy because, like, you know, we're gonna stop. Okay, can't hear me now. And so we just, I guess, kind of learned a lot about just, you know, just different stuff and everything. And the girls that we went through with, the first time, you know, we had known them for a long time. We grew up together and everything. And now, I don't know, they're just kind of, you know, we don't really have a lot in common anymore. But, like, then we went through one last year, and that was with some girls, you know, we already knew them and everything, so that was just kind of, like, you know. So, yeah, that's what we did. And then, it was one girl in Indianapolis. She was telling us about their rite of passage in Indianapolis, and, she was talking about, like, they take, you know, all the children, all the, you know, all the teenagers or whatever in the community. And then other adults that know something, like whether it's blacksmithing, whether it's, you know, just like cooking or whatever it is, kids or whatever. I thought that was a really good system.
Okay, I'm back, folks. Mama Ifitayo is ready to greet us, actually. Her sound wasn't working. Let me just wrap up that piece that I was talking about. As you, I think, talked and I overheard some of what you were saying, for African society, development is a continual lifelong process. It doesn't stop like, okay, you're 18, and so it stops. You actually then are part of another age group set, and you have to go through other rituals, preparation, tests, and then the community comes out as you go through that level. And there's successive levels as you get more and more developed. Now, as you get older, she was saying at this homegoing ceremony, you get stronger spiritually, but weaker physically. Stronger spiritually. Think about it. If someone who's 80, are they as strong as someone who's 19, typically? That's right. However, the person who is 80, if they have lived with the goal of developing themselves in this way, they are much stronger spiritually. They have stronger influence in the community. They are wiser. It's just that as they move forward, they are moving, getting stronger spiritually. And when they transition, or as they move to transition, they are moving more and more toward development spiritually into the spiritual realm. And then, so she talked about the success of there and how everybody gathered there was a part of that community ritual to help Baba Potahotep successfully make it through that realm, that is, become accepted as an ancestor, because that also is important. So the whole life of African people is moving to become an ancestor. And it's not automatic. You can die, but it's not automatic that you have a certain stage just because you reach a certain age. There are developmental requirements that you go through, and those developmental requirements are there so that you successfully reach a certain stage. And that goes through all of our lives. And so as we are pouring libation to our ancestors, we're pouring libation and recognizing this is a part of a lifelong quest on our part to prepare ourselves to be an ancestor, because there we also continue to lead and guide and provide assistance and support for our people and our community. But to do that, you have to be prepared to do that. It doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen automatically when you're 18 that you know how to lead and guide and provide support to those others, as Akanke was saying. It is only because she's already been prepared to provide support to others who are younger. And similarly, as we are ancestors, when we've been prepared to be ancestors, then we know how to provide support and guidance and assistance to those who are still in this realm. So this process that we go through every morning of pouring libation is recognizing that we live as African people and develop to become an ancestor. That's our goal. It is not something that we dread. It is not something that we run from. It is something that we actually are moving toward, and thankfully so. And so with that, I'd like to know who would like to lead us in libation this morning. Mama Ifitayo, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but that's just kind of what we do here. You're certainly welcome to say no. We'd love for you to lead us in libation this morning. Would you do us the honors? Mama Ifitayo, are you there? Can you hear?
Okay, Tim, this morning I'm going to do libation. So I want to give thanks to the Almighty Creator for all the names that African people call the Creator by. Let's give thanks for the Creator creating us as human beings and for creating our ancestors to be the example for us to follow and for us to bring back ancestors so that they can be cleansed and that they can begin to do the work for our people again. And I want to say Ashe. I'd like to give thanks to our ancestors for watching over us and protecting us and for always giving us messages that we need to move and become one as a people, and to show us that it is not difficult to do that, but it takes time to work, and if everybody puts in the work together, that we can get things done. Ashe. I'd like to call on those ancestors who were freedom fighters, who stood up, and who were marooned, and who never gave up, and who decided to keep the traditions of our ancestors and to keep the language and to fight for the land even though it wasn't theirs, and to make sure that the generations that came after them would not be enslaved. Ashe. If anybody else would like to call on any ancestors that you want to bring the energy here today, please do so.
So I'd like to call on Benjamin Dedekus. He did a lot of great things for this country. He basically left his mark in this society. And I would like to call on his perseverance, fighting through all the pressure that he had. And I'd like to just call him for his strength and his endurance.
I'd like to call on the spirit of Matt Turner and Toussaint L'Ouverture for their rebellious spirit against all oppression, and just their spirit that no matter what, that we have to fight against, you know, what is oppression and, you know, what's oppressing our people, and we can't just, you know, sit around and let it happen. We have to actually act on it and actually do something about it. So I call on Matt Turner and Toussaint L'Ouverture.
I call on Ahotep, because she was just so, you know, powerful. She, I like her spirit in the place right now, because she you know, she wasn't just gonna, you know, just let the white people just take over their lands and, you know, just rape their lands and everything like that. So, you know, they drove them out just to keep their land free and for the Mountains and everything and the Nubians. And so I just want to call on her right now. Asha.
We ask that the ancestors that we call on today will come to help us to be, to help us to get through this day and to be with us today. And their energy will help us to get through school and to help us to really think about what we're talking about today and to help us to be able to take that lesson and be able to use it wherever we go. We ask that their spirit will just be with us. We ask that they will protect us as we honor them for the work that they did for our people. And say Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Okay, I have a question. I'm in study hall right now and I have nothing to say. I can't see anybody. I can't hear anybody, I mean. So I don't know if it's me or the person that's talking, but I can't hear anybody. So if you're talking, I can't hear.
Okay. It is 9:03. If you are in differential calculus, please go there. If you are not, we have a treat for you this morning. Okay? The treat is a video for you to know and learn and study from and grow from. And it is a part of our learning for last year as a part of the economic conundrum. Your students had to watch a video called Money as Debt. And for those students who watched that video, there is a part two. And we're going to take this period to watch a part two. Or if you have not, if you're not taking DiffEQ and you've not listened to part one. If you have part one, you've not heard part one, your job will be to listen to part one and take notes on that. So that is Unique and East Cole and Akanke, Akila and Amira and Naja Brown. Jarissa as well when she comes in. So let's just talk a little bit about, so you get an introduction to Money as Debt. And that would be Akanke and Naja Brown and Unique, who will be East Coast needs to get back in the room. East Coast is not taking differential calculus. Unless there's something new that I don't know. Okay. Okay. Then it may be just an issue there. Okay. Well, he may be taking physics, but that's not the same thing as differential calculus. Okay. And I don't mind, just like I don't mind you sitting in, into the writing Ashe a class, Naja Brown. It's okay. So Unique, ask East Coast to check back in with me because I didn't know that he was taking differential equations. That's not the same thing as physics, okay? Unique, also, where is Bakari? I expect that he'd be here as well. Okay. And East Coast. All right, so let's, there's a quiz. There are quizzes that students last year created. The students this year who will be listening this morning to Money as Debt will have quizzes administered to you that were created by students last year. You will also create one. You're not there. You're at home. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Unique. Bakari. Would you ask East Coast to check back in, and he needs to check with me. All right, I don't know what's going on there, so we'll leave that be right now. Okay, so do you understand that Unique, Naja Brown, and Akanke, you will have a test, a quiz, and it'll be a study quiz, based on your viewing that was created by Akila and Amira and Nasha and some of the other students who I saw this last year. And at the same time, Amira and Akila, your job will be to watch Money as Debt 2 and take notes, generate questions So if there's a question of something that you don't get, you want to be able to write it down, and just write down on which particular one and which time. You see what I'm saying? That is, as it's going, so if it's 2 minutes and 3 seconds in, there is a point there, okay? If it's 5 minutes in, you know, there's a question there. Okay? Is everybody ready? Do you have the mechanics down of what we're going to be doing? All right. It says the program cannot display the web page. Yeah, that's fine. We'll go to I'll just see what's happening with that particular server right now. But where I'm going to take you is another place, and I'll put the two links in. The first one will be Money as Debt One. Alrighty. Money as Debt One. That is, if you have not watched it last year with us, your job is to listen, take notes, generate questions. Okay, generate questions. Alright, make sure you clear what the timeline is for questions. Alright, we're going to stop it probably about 30 minutes in. Maybe we'll stop you both at 15 minutes in and ask some questions. And maybe we ought to be in different rooms, because I can stop it and talk to different groups after about 15 minutes. And that's what we'll do. We'll stop every 15 minutes and we'll discuss some pieces of it. Okay, how about that? I think that might make it go. So Akila and Amira, you can go to the Sankofa Word Room, if you will, and right, so that's great. But you know, you can use this time as opposed to having to worry about, since you were already assigned this for another class. Okay, so if you would go take that link and go to Sankofa Word Room, then after I get folks started here, I will join you there. Okay. All right. So Bakari, Naja. And do you understand the assignment? Okay. And Unique, are you back yet? Kanke, do you understand the assignment? Welcome, Isco. Isco, you're going to be watching a video. I did not know that you were in differential calculus. I knew you were taking physics, but I did not know you were in differential calculus. I do know that. Has that been clear with Brother Balogun? Okay, I'm gonna need to go and check that. No, well then I don't want you to do it like that. No, you have to ask him ahead of time. He and I got to talk about it. We're very happy that you want to move forward, but you can't just bounce out of one thing into another without doing some checking on that. Okay. So right now you're to stay here. And you can check with him after class now, and then he can tell you what's necessary and needed and that kind of thing like that. We also, of course, will be talking as a staff in our staff meeting, so that we make sure that you're getting a well-rounded program here. This video that you and everyone else in this room will be watching is a requirement. It's called Money as Debt. The other students have prepared a quiz for you, those who've seen this, and they are watching Money as Debt 2. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll give you you can't connect to the page that I just clicked on. You don't know that, Isco, because I haven't given that to you yet. Okay? So look for the link. Welcome, Jerissa. Jerissa, the work this morning is to become clear about... this is a video. It's called Money as Debt. It is not just a placeholder. It is something that you must know, and something that the other students who were here last year have created a quiz for you. They actually had to take it themselves. So you need to watch this. And you stop it every 15 minutes for us to have a discussion about it. During that time, take notes. Note questions that you have, so that we can get clear about them, okay? And we'll only discuss for about 5 or 10 minutes and then have you continue with the others, okay? So everybody, would you start now and type started when the video has started? And all right, I'll be looking in the text chat for notes and questions. You also can put them in your notebook. Click on the link, please, and type started when it has started. Thank you, Akanke. In 15 minutes, I'll ask you to pause. All right, everybody, I need you started. Naja Brown, has it started for you? Jerissa, has it started? Thank you, Isco. Isco, you can take the private message off and just put it to everyone right now. Thank you. I got Akanke, I got Bakari, I got Isco. Thank you, Jerissa. Okay, folks, would you please pause yours? Everybody, pause it. Let's talk about it. Please pause. Okay, give me a question that's been generated or something that was like, wow, I didn't know that. You just have to hold it, Unique, till we finish discussing. So give me a question or a wow, I didn't know that. I'll get off the talk now button.
I knew they created their own money, but I didn't know that they created it from nothing. Like, they created a dollar, and the dollar wasn't even there for them to create it with. I thought they actually, like, cut down some trees and made money with it.
Very good. And who did you assume cut down the trees to make money? Who was the they in your sentence?
I assumed the bank did with their loan people, whoever cut down the trees. I just assumed that the bank made their own money from real, actual paper money.
Great. Well, historically, the Mint, the U.S. Mint office would be the office that would print the money, okay, where the trees would come in, okay, and that happens, but as you will learn in the video when you do part two, that only at most 5% of all the money in circulation is based on coins and dollar bills. So that means 95% of all the money in circulation is not based on dollar bills or coins at all. Great awareness, Isco. Other things, other wow, I didn't know that, or other questions, please. Okay, now if you don't have questions of me, then I have questions of you, because this is not just something to waste your time or to fill your time. This is something for you to know, okay? So if you don't have questions of me or ahas or things to discuss, then your fellow students have already created quizzes for you to take. And this, the job is for you to understand this simple video because it is so important. Okay? Isco, take private message off unless it's really a private message you need to send. So have that. Just go with everybody. So Akanke, you say you have one. I want to hear that. Bakari, I want to hear from one from you. Jerissa, Naja Brown as well.
Well, I thought it was just really interesting that they were talking about how, like, in the past, like, when they gave out those paper money, it wasn't like the bank made up. It wasn't like the bank didn't have the money that was in there. They actually had money that was in there, and they were talking about more recent, the banks had to have, like, at least a little bit of the money in the bank, but now today they, it's like no money is in there. So it's kind of like what East Coast was saying. It was just kind of interesting to hear them say that, you know, they're giving people money that's not even, or giving people checks for money that's not really in the bank. So it's kind of, it was kind of interesting to hear that because, you know, I never really thought of it like that.
One thing is like when they say it's not.
I'm sorry, Naja Brown. Hold on just a second. Kanke, take note of something called the fractional reserve. It's been mentioned, but you'll hear it again, the fractional reserve. And you know what a fraction is, right? What's a fraction, Akanke? A fraction is a part, okay? That's what a fraction is, okay? And something that's fractured has been broken apart, okay? If you fracture your arm, that means it's been, you know, broken in more than one piece, so it's a part. And so the banks have to maintain, Okonke, when I open a mic, I've told you this before, I really want you to respond, unless I'm talking at the time, by hitting the talk now button, okay, and just responding quickly. I really want you to do that and everybody else to do that. And if I'm talking, then or somebody else has the mic, then you can type, okay? So they have to maintain a fraction of what they lend, okay? Now, you, as you and I know, a fraction can be a big or a little, okay? So if they are lending $1 million, they may have to have $100, or they may have to have $1,000. I want you to listen for what's the fraction, okay? How much do they have to have in their deposit in order to lend you certain other money, or in order to make up other money that they lend, that they loan, okay? A great point, Kanke. Yes, Naja Brown.
Okay, now, with the money is like, when they said that it's the receipt, I thought that it was like extra money, like they gave it to, so you could, use it to exchange for stuff. I thought it was like how it wasn't Africa, they used different things, like curry shells. But, I never knew that it was debit or, like a receipt or something. And, I thought that, like, when you say that it's from the bank, I thought that the bank, actually gives it to you, like, from their own money, not, like, borrowed it.
Okay, I heard part of what you said, and I'm over the weekend. I really want to talk to you and your mother, because I want to get a little bit more clarity, so I can hear all of what you say, because I'm really listening and I want to hear everything you have to say, but I really can't make it out sometimes all of what you say, okay? And I'm sad about that, because I want to hear your exact question and your exact comment, but I don't know what to tell you to do. To adjust, so we're gonna have to do that out of class, so we can take some time to make some necessary adjustments, so I can hear everything you have to say. And thank you for your comment in terms of what I did, the part that I did hear. Jerissa, please comment or question.
I just think it's very creative how they came up with a system like that, but in a way, it's still sneaky because the plan could have backfired and people could have lost the gold.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, great. They sure could have. Okay. Any more questions? Any more questions or comments? If not, I'm going to have you listen to the other parts. If you're listening, if there's a word that you don't understand, please, you know, take note of it. I'll be looking for your notes and your questions in the text chat. All right. Then if there are no more, then you can begin again. Just type started when you've started again. Hello. Okay. So let us talk about this video. Mama Four, we have been watching, and we discussed some earlier, after about 15 minutes, this video that was the basis of our mini course last year called, well, it's not the basis of it, but it was a part of it, The Economic Conundrum. And it's called Money as Debt. Now, the older students last year actually created tests that this group will take. And I say older, I don't really mean older as much as I mean the students who were here last year. And this is certainly something that I also want you to make sure that you have the link for and watch when you can. because it's important that our students really know what's going on as we start to discuss the economy and those kinds of things. So let me make sure that I have the link here for that so that you can save it and also at your leisure go there. Well, good morning, Lisa. How are you this morning? Here is it's a video animation that was particularly effective for youngsters. So let me hear from you and Lisa, and then let me hear from the students based on what questions I asked them to look for, ahas or stuff that they didn't know, and also questions. Okay, so just stop at East Cove. Everybody pause it if you haven't done. It's a total 47 minutes. So if you're at the 40-minute mark or wherever you are, just pause it right now. We'll have a brief discussion, and we'll have an opportunity for you to finish the last 7 minutes or so. I'd love to get Mama Fu and Lisa involved in the discussion. So first, let me hear from Mama Fu and Lisa, and then I want to hear or see questions you have, or wow, I didn't know that expressions.
Greetings, Baba Wakasa. It's Tarajika. Nice to hear your voice and see your face again, finally.
Mo, hello, Tarajika. Mo, how are you? I didn't even know your name is Lisa. Okay, I got you now. Good to see you. I can't wait to get to Bermuda again. We're working on it. It's going to happen. Oh, you're substitute teaching. Oh, very good. Very good. They are so lucky to have you. Oh, sure. We got to go and visit Jerissa, okay, and Mama Fua. Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, let's have Lisa or Tarajika and Mama Fua hear some of the things that you are discovering or some questions you have. And Jerissa, since you're there, why don't you lead off? Questions you have or thoughts that you have. Mama Fua, I'm trying to determine, is Jerissa on a delay? Were you able to, you and Tarajika able to hear my question? Okay, I want to open it up to everyone else. Thoughts, questions, it'll help prepare you for the quiz that you'll need to take based on your review of this video.
Baba Kessa, I had a question. I really just didn't understand when he was saying the phrase, no money, no debt. Is he saying, like, if the people didn't owe the banks, if people weren't putting the money in the banks, that the banks wouldn't have any money? Is that what he's saying?
Tell me exactly if you wrote down, which I asked y'all to do, the exact space or the number, so I can hear that. But let me just answer it generally. What he's saying is, only 1, as I said before, to 5% of all the money in circulation is based on coins and dollar bills. The rest of it is made up on bookkeeping ledgers by banks, at banks, not by the government, but by the banks. And when you go in and say you want a loan for a house or a car, your promise to pay, that's your debt, that is, you are indebted. And let's say the house costs $250,000 or your car costs $25,000, then you are agreeing to work and to pay the bank that money plus the interest. That is, that's what's called principal plus interest. And because you agreed to work, to go into debt, to work and pay the principal plus interest, the money was created. It never existed before. It is not like being taken from some central bank someplace and put in your account, and so it's less there. Okay, it actually never ever existed, and it only came into being by your signature of debt that you are willing to work and pay. So if you stop borrowing, okay, money the way it's made now would stop being made, because money is now in the world based on debt. It is not based on a gold standard. Okay? So, you get that? All right. Great question. Okay, Bakari, Naja Brown, Jerissa, East Cole, Unique. Questions or aha? I didn't know that.
Okay, I just wanted to say, I didn't know because, well, I had to start from the beginning because it was moving real slow. So I didn't know that, like you were saying, that when you make a loan, it said that if you don't pay it off, it could take away anything that's capital, like your house or your car or any material things, they could take it away from you.
I didn't know about the perpetual growth that he mentioned in this. But I did know about the collateral, that you can lose it all.
Very good. That's the word, Unique, you want to use. East Coast used it. It's called collateral. So it's okay. When you take out a loan, let's say you want to buy that $25,000 car, and the bank gives you a loan, or at least that's what's said to happen, and you then go and buy the car. You also are pledging the car as collateral, and that is, if you don't pay the $25,000 that you owe the bank plus the interest, then the bank will take the car. Okay, as you will learn in Money as Debt 2, the only problem with that is you can't pledge something you don't have. Well, you can, and we do it every day, but it's literally illegal. It's kind of like me saying that I want your mother to lend me $1,000, and if I don't pay, she can go and take my neighbor's house or my neighbor's car. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that equation? Your mother or father lends me $1,000, and if I don't pay them back, principal plus the interest, they can go and take my neighbor's car. Would your mother or father accept that as collateral? Come on, folks, wake up. What do you think? Jerissa, would you think if I said to your nana, okay, Mama Four, I want Mama Four to loan me $1,000, and if I don't pay you back, I mean, for collateral, for whatever reason, then you can take, right next to the door to me is a neighbor's house, and they have a nice car, and you can take their car. Would Mama Four accept that, Jerissa? Why not? What do you think? Guess, Jerissa and others. Why wouldn't your parents take that, my pledge of my neighbor's car, as collateral? Why wouldn't they feel so secure about that?
Because it's not theirs.
Very good. I don't own my neighbor's car. So I can't pledge my neighbor's car. I can't pledge as collateral something that I don't have. If I do, it's called fraud. Well, how can I pledge that there's going to be this car that you're going to pledge as collateral when I don't own it, okay, at the time? So there's a little subterfuge going on there. Do be aware of, so any other things that you have? Any other, we have a few more minutes before we leave for this particular class. So others, I want you to get clear. Okay, I see, because I was typing and trying to figure out where you were, Amira. So glad you're back. Amira, would you and your sister get your quizzes that you created last year so that this class can take your quiz, your study quiz? So while Amira does that, any other ahas, anything that you didn't know or any question? And I have a question for you. What is fractional reserve? What is fractional reserve?
Fractional reserve is like where they only have to have $1 for every $9 that they lend out, and it gets less and less as it keeps on lending and stuff like that. So it'll be 8-1, then it'll be 7-1, then it'll be 6-1.
Okay, now folks, she ran through that very fast because we worked through it last year. She said there's a fractional reserve of 9-1. That's how it starts off, and it gets worse. So what that means is, let's see, how does that work? Naja and Unique, let's see how it works. Okay, and she's putting it down, and so you really start to see what it, how it works. For example, okay, let's say that we get together, Naja Brown and I, and we're rich. So we put $1 million on reserve at the central bank, not at our bank, at the central bank. And we want to go into the banking business. So the way you make money in the bank is you, at least that's what's told, you give loans and you earn interest. Okay, so now we put $1 million in a central bank so that we now can, how much money can we lend, Unique? Naja Brown and I, we've gone in business. So how much money can we lend you if we have $1 million on reserve? How much can we lend to you? Unique, are you there? How much can we lend to you if we have $1 million on reserve? That's right. If it's a 1-to-9 ratio, Jerissa, very good. So we can earn interest. And let's say we earn 10% interest on that. So how much money do we stand to make on interest if we lent Unique $9 million so she could build her some super duper malls, all over the world? Jerissa and others, at 10% interest, how much money do we stand to make off of that loan to Unique of $9 million at 10% interest? Come on, folks. Math class never ends. Math goes with you wherever you go. So what's 10% of $9 million? We have a dispute here. Unique says $90,000. Naja Brown says $900,000. What do you say, East Coast? What do you say, Bakari? Or is this just too difficult for you? Are you just not smart enough to handle figuring out this stuff? This stuff is too heavy. Well, then what's the answer? Okay, then thank you. Then please jump to it. Okay, well, let's get to it. One person says 90,000, the other says 900,000. What's the answer? If everybody does the math and don't wait for other people to do it. No, I'm not going to put up the question. The question is simple, and I put it out there already. If you pay attention, then you're with it. That question is, we've lent Unique, Naja Brown and I went into business. We lent Unique $9 million, and we are collecting 10% interest. 10% interest. So how much do we collect from her in interest? And that's, we're not talking about compound. We're talking about simple interest. All right. Bakari agrees with Jerissa. All right. East Coast, what do you say? Akila? Akanke? Hello? So the consensus, Unique continues to say 90,000. How do you got there? I got here. I'm a little confused. It's simple math. Naja Brown and I have gone into business. We're dealing with the fractional reserve, okay, on the first Money as Debt video. And we only have 6 minutes to do this. We've put $1 million in the central bank on reserve. And now, given that it's a 9-to-1 ratio, we can lend Unique, who wants to make shopping malls all over the world, $9 million, okay? So Unique, how are we going to lend $900 million? Okay, we're only talking about the interest, okay? Now, this is important, folks, because while we want you to take calculus and we want you to take advanced math, you always have to have your foundational math together and intact, okay? So keep working on that. We're going to accept we have three people who said 900. Just have somebody come on and tell me, how did you get that? And then we'll move on. How did you get $900,000? Unique needs to know.
I split the decimal over to the left to see the, like, so exact, because that's 10%, and then front out how much it was. And then scoot it over one space.
Okay. Alrighty, so 900,000 is what we just earned. Now, how much did we have in the bank? How much did we put down as a deposit so that we could go into the banking business? How much do we have to have out of our own pockets? And how much did we just make off of that loan to Unique? Not quite. Close, though. No, a lot doesn't work, Unique. A lot doesn't work. Okay. We're only $100,000 shy of $1 million. And that's with just one loan. But it doesn't stop there. Let's say that Unique takes that $9 million and she goes and deposits in her bank. Okay. Now, because Amira already told you that that fractional reserve continues, so now her bank, she deposits $9 million. So her bank can now lend 8-1. Okay, so what's 8 times 9? Since now they have $9 million deposit, 8 times 9 is 2? Okay, great. All right. So now, Unique's bank, which is also owned by us, you know, it's just a sister bank down the street, okay? I see. Unique's bank can now lend $72 million. Okay? Our sister bank, of course. Okay? So now we lend out Akanke, Akila, Mira, Jerisa, Mama Four, and Unique. Okay? Out of that, because they really now see they can really build some things, and we lend them $72 million. Okay? Naja Brown and I, see? Because now we've made $900,000 so far. I didn't get to save my notes. Okay. I think I do. Okay. Thank you, Keela. So now, this is the last point. Hopefully, you'll get the point. So now, at 10% interest, Jerissa, East Cole, whoever, how much money, interest, are we going to make? How much money are we going to make? All right, what's our take? I mean, Naja Brown and I. What's our take at 10%? I mean, our sister bank, excuse me. We've already made our $900,000. This is our sister bank, owned by my brother. You use the same principle as you did before. Move the decimal point over one. So what do you get? Come on, we got one more minute before we got to go. What's 10% of $72 million? No, not quite, Amira. Not quite. You're doing some, I mean, you're going to take 10% and going to make it $720 million? I don't think so. Go the other way. Jerissa, I think you chopped off a little too much. Oh, you're putting the others over. Let's see. Now, if we had on $9 million, Jerissa, you told us we had $900,000, then how on $72 million are we only going to make $720,000? You see, this is where math really, really counts, okay? And really getting it down and being quick about it, understanding it, and being confident about it, or else it can cost you. It can cost you a lot of money. Let's just see how much it would cost if we, all right, okay, all right, Akanke says $7,200,000, and you indeed win the prize. So now our sister bank, excuse me, now can make $7,200,000 off of that. Now, excuse me, help me, how much did we put on reserve at the central bank? How much have we lent out totally of the two different banks? And how much money have we made in interest off of that $1 million deposit at the Central Reserve Bank? Okay, because of the time, I'm going to have to, I want y'all to watch this again and really begin to understand the fractional reserve part of it, and we'll discuss it, because you got to get prepared. The other students in the comparative government class are watching Money as Debt too. Okay, so right now you definitely want to understand this, and so just quickly, we put $1 million on reserve. We lent $9 million, and then we lent $72 million, or the second bank lent $72 million. But then it goes down to $71 million. So the third bank, because $72 million is deposited in the bank, and that bank can now learn, do 6-to-1, and it continues to go on. So as you see, with only $1 million in reserve, that what can be created already just with two levels is we created $79 million of money and earned $8,100,000 in interest. And we only put $1 million in reserve. Now that sounds like a really good deal. I mean, that's a sweet deal if you can pull that off. And that's being pulled off every day at our expense. And it's important that we know how money works, okay? You are in this system, and we want you to know how to function in it and function well and not just be blind as you go through it, okay? All right. It's been great. You have Brother Balagun waiting for you. Please get some water. Go to the bathroom. Take a stretch break. Enjoy. Any appreciations you want to share, you certainly can do it quickly.
Okay, sorry, my computer had froze, but, oh yeah, I appreciate y'all. My internet went down, so I didn't get to hear a lot of y'all's discussion. Ooh, but I heard part of it, like, coming in at the end, so. I appreciate Bible Kesta, I appreciate my classmates, I'll see y'all over the next class. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, take care. See y'all. Bye-bye.